counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, that's right. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. Brian, good to see you. Another
week. Always a pleasure. Yeah? It's going to be a good one.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, we have a big week.
Brian's called it, folks. It's going to be a good one. I don't know if it's as big as... I don't think anything will ever top our final show of 2015, because that was huge.
It just depends on what you tune into the radio show for.
That's,
I guess,
true. I think if it's for us, every week's a big week.
What if one of us isn't here? Is it better or worse? It depends on who the co-host is.
Yeah, Mike tries to pretend to be you when he co-hosts, so and it doesn't pan out. But
no, we got lots of good interviews this week. There's a huge shakeup in the charts this week, so lots of cool stuff to tell you about soon.
Well, there you go. We talk about the charts, but you don't know where we find them. If you don't, Brian's going to tell you where you can check them out.
For sure, you should check out the namesake of our radio program. It is Earshot, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can find it every single week at earshot-online.com. Make it your homepage. You should right now. I'll wait. And you can find the National Top 50 there. I know. I expect people are pretty quick. You can find the National Top 50 there every single week, ending on Tuesday evening. This week, we're counting down the top 20 most played albums across Canadian campus community radio for the week ending Tuesday, January 26, 2016. You'll find over 30 stations this week, 31 stations submitting their top 30 albums, which becomes the National Top 50. And you'll also find special charts for genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international, national jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. You can find monthly charts, yearly charts, features, and reviews, and tons of new stuff, including this week they uploaded or posted a article of the best jazz albums of 2015, so you should be sure to go and check that out. Don't have a lot of opportunity to play jazz on the show, so you can go and find some cool jazz records and check out the jazz charts. We have.
I feel like it has happened.
It totally happens that some of the specialty stuff falls into our show. But if you really want to like get a good sense of what's happening in hip hop and jazz and all that stuff, you can go and find the charts. And I've made like a renewed conscious effort to try to reach out to some more specialty genres in the new year, so we'll be working on some cool hip-hop and international features in the next few weeks, and I've already put out some feelers, so there should be some cool stuff hitting the show in the near future. And as we always say too, if you would like to be featured on the show, you should reach out to us as well. We've had a few in the last month or so reach out to us by email at earshot20@gmail.com. Anthony will give you all of those details now and later. I don't know if that happens now, later. Yeah. I don't know how the show works.
Well, it'll happen right now, I guess. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. As Brian said, all are great ways to reach out to us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to give you a feature. We're doing that in this show with local to St. John, New Brunswick musical talent Mark O'Connor. He performs under the moniker Sir.
Two R's, all capitals.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's yelling at it, Sir!
Most of his first album titles all had exclamation marks in them. Not this new one, but
it's
because
he's excited.
Plus and prize. They had big exclamation marks at the end.
So Mark joins us to chat a little bit about his new album, his fourth release. We're talking also with Bichelle Caron of Rooms. She's on the program with us a little later on. And in the next hour of the program, Casey and Clayton
join us.
Both.
I think that might be the first time. No,
I've had interviews. I will tell you, I've had interviews where I've had multiple people, but this will be the first time I've ever done an interview with two people who were not in the same room. They weren't in the same physical space. So I had to dial two phone numbers for a conference call. Yeah, so we've got that, plus Stevens on the line with us in a little bit, and in the next hour of the program with some great music news for you, and the top 20 is coming your way. And of course, Brian, you mentioned it at the beginning beginning of the program, but a bit of a shakeup on the charts as well.
Yeah, we have tons of stuff. We'll get through it really quickly just because we have so much to get through this hour and next hour of the program. But you should definitely go and check out the full charts either when you have a chance or once the show has concluded, because there's quite a big shakeup on the charts this week. We had 10, I believe 9 or 10 of the albums that we had last week were not on the charts the previous week. And then that is also the case this week. We have 8 records that were not on the charts the week before. 6 of them are new or returning albums, but we have a new number one this week. We also have a couple of debuts in our next hour of the program, and we say goodbye at least for this week to a few records, including Rooms that you just mentioned dropped from number 18 to number 28, Technical Kidman number 19 to number 35, Casey and Clayton from number 8 to number 26. This one I know you'll be really sad about, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from number 6 to number 25. Aww. So you won't get to say that again this week. Dilly Dally from 1329, Ty Siegel from to number 24 from number 20. But Anthony always talks about, always in jest, that he's making people's careers. He's like, look, I interviewed that artist last week and now they're in the top 20. This week Anthony killed a bunch of careers by interviewing people. The Rooms went down to number 28. Casey and Clayton went to number 26, and Sir all the way debuting at number 50, which is actually really awesome. But listen, I think we should note that you're killing people's careers.
No, what's going to happen is I've done the interview and they're going to pop back in. Back up. Yeah, exactly. So just don't count it out yet.
But it's actually great because we get to feature 24 different artists on the show this week when we include Stephen Karlick's pick. So much music, and we'll be jumping right into it there.
Yeah, let's get to it.
All right, number 20 last week at number 17, also a cool artist that Anthony interviewed, was the folks in Autumn Still. You're gonna hear Lines from When It Was. At number 19, back into the show from 22, is Interior Light from Young Arrival and a track called Elevator. And we're gonna hear Idea from Language Arts. They're back into the show at number 18 from 29 from Able Island.
Here's your number 20 this week, Autumn Still, a song called Lines. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
All we'll ever You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number
15.
That was Language Arts with a track called Idea from the album Able Island. It was at number 18, up from number 29. At number 19, up from 22, Young Rival from the returning record Interior Light. You heard Elevator. And I'm still on the program again after a brief little interview from them last week. Check that show out. At number 17, from number 20, it was the album When It Was and a track called Lines.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts. As we do every week, head to the phone line and Stephen Carlick from Exclaim Magazine, all the way in Toronto, chatting with us, bringing us some great music news. Stephen, thanks again for joining us this week on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll kick things off in this hour with some news that will touch the hearts of many, and this is news about somebody who is beloved in the campus and community radio sector for sure.
Yes, yes indeed. We were all given a bit of a scare in December when Nardwar the Human Serviette suffered a stroke. He revealed earlier this week that he was to undergo heart surgery, that is on Monday, to help close a hole in his heart. After Nardwar was discharged from Vancouver General Hospital, the journalist was due to undergo surgery in February. On Tuesday, he explained via his Facebook page that he was getting a PFO closure. PFO, or patent foramen ovale, is described as a hole in the heart between the left and right atria. While this exists in the fetal stage and just after birth, the flap tends to close during infancy and didn't happen for Nardwar. It did, of course, lead to what happened to him. But apparently now he's all right. On Monday, he posted a photo on Twitter that said, "We're happy to report that the surgery was a success and Nardwar is now home resting." You can see that photo and more at exclaim.ca. And we, of course, wish Nardwar a speedy recovery.
That's the best, and glad that it worked out. And hopefully we'll be hearing from him on the airwaves again at some point soon.
And doot doot loot doot.
Doot doot? Does he actually end it? Okay, yeah.
He doesn't. Someone else did, so we did that just right.
Perfect. All right, we have news now. If you're a fan of Kanye West, this is big news for you.
Yes. So Kanye is already, I mean, he's been teasing his Yeezus follow-up for years now. The album, which was reportedly going to be called Swish and out on February 11th, now has a tracklist and a new name. The tracklist came earlier this week, courtesy of an Instagram photo from Kanye West that he shared on Twitter. It had a 10-song tracklist that included singles like No More Parties in L.A., Wolves, and Real Friends. He also shared the next night that the album is actually no longer called Swish. It is called Waves. So a lot of changes happening now, but the album is still due February 11th, as far as we know. There is also, of course, the news that Kanye will debut the new album during his Yeezy Season 3 fashion show at Madison Square Garden. That will, of course, be on February 11th. So, lots to look forward to. Hopefully he keeps to the schedule.
And you can see the track list on Exclaim. At the bottom, it's written Kylie Was Here, and I was going to ask you if that was a bonus track on the record or not.
Since that day, he's actually released a few more photos of it that have a whole bunch of new writings, including Chance the Rapper's name. So we're thinking that means there will be a Chance feature on the album. Looking forward to that if that is indeed the case.
Cool stuff. All right. Well, something to look forward to from Kanye. And now we'll flip over to a celebration of East Coast music as the nominees for the awards have been announced.
Yes, they were. The nominations for the East Coast Music Awards were announced on January 26th, with Hey Rosetta leading the field of competitors with 7 nods. That's 7 for their Second Sight LP. The winners will be revealed at a televised ceremony in Sydney, Nova Scotia on April 14th, where Hey Rosetta themselves have nods for Album of the Year, Group Recording of the Year, Rock Recording of the Year, and Song of the Year. The band's Tim Baker is also up for Songwriter of the Year, while the band have been nominated for Fans Choice Entertainer and Fans Choice Video. So lots going on for them. Jen Grant has nabbed 6 nominations tied to her Compostela release. It's up for Album of the Year against Hey Rosetta, Mo Kenny, Ben Kaplan, and Fortunate Ones. She's, of course, also nominated for Folk Recording of the Year alongside Old Man Ludica, Amelia Curran, Ben Kaplan, and Gabrielle Papillon. Tons more, including some nominations for electronic musician Ryan Hemsworth. Mo Kenny has a bunch to her name. Amelia Curran and Fortunate Ones each have 5. You can see the full breakdown of the nominations at exclaim.ca, as well as more information about the awards. So lots of stuff there. Some cool stuff. I know that those are big, big awards on the East Coast. They mean a lot.
For sure. The only thing it's missing is you and I as the host. So I'm going to start a change.org petition.
Yeah.
And see if we can get there.
We've got a guaranteed 2 signatures.
That's for you and I, and maybe Brian if he likes us enough. I don't know. It's going to be in St. John next year, though. So it is 2017 East Coast Music Awards are in St. John, New Brunswick. So there you go.
Look me up on Twitter, guys. You can find me there.
Perfect. We're going to get back to the charts, and we will have more music news in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Cage the Elephant, a track called Mess Around. That's from their new record, Tell Me I'm Pretty. It's a number 17 after its debut at 24 the week before.
I'm not
That was Beach Slang with a track called Noisy Heaven. Their new one is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. At number 16, up from number 26. And Cage the Elephant were at number 17 this week, debuting at number 24 last week, was their newest record, Tell Me I'm Pretty. And you heard Mess Around.
We're going to take a break from the countdown and welcome someone in studio with us right now. Mark O'Connor is a St. John-based artist who is known for putting out some unique and eclectic sounds on album. We last spoke to him when he released his first album, Prize. He's now back, and it's his fourth release called Liar Cake under the moniker Sir. And Mark, welcome back. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Anthony. Great to be on the show.
And so I guess between the first and the fourth album, there's been, you know, obviously two other releases.
Yeah, I released the third one second and the second one third just to, you know, mess people up.
So is there sort of a, are you keeping with a theme as you go through these albums, or are you trying things different stylistically, musically, as you're, you know, creating your music?
Yeah, they're evolving. They started out as one-man productions, and now there are more musicians involved. They started out as really kind of weird hip-hop things, and now they're more weird poppy things. Strange and wonderful creations. You know, people say it's very weird stuff and strange. And when I make them, I'm just trying to make stuff that I like, that I think is catchy. And so I'm always sort of taken aback when people go, oh, that's weird, but I like it. And because I'm trying to be accessible but original.
Awesome. And Liar Cake, the name of this, your fourth release, what's the idea behind the title? Because I know your first album, we talked, it was Prize, and you told me before we came on the air, Surprise was kind of the pun, unintentional or intentional pun that you put into the title. So Liar Cake, what's the story there?
Liar Cake, well, you know, human beings, they've studied this in psychology, have a hardwired propensity to lie. In fact, it would be unbearable if we didn't lie to each other. Little social lies and white lies, but the ones that interest me even more are the ones we tell ourselves, the ones that we're not even aware we're telling ourselves, we just take it as the truth. I think there's a reason we call it personal mythology. So there's people are all these layers of lies, so that's why I call it Liar Cake. And I'm not a confessional songwriter, I'm more of a have a fictional kind of approach, because I don't think my life or my struggles are they don't interest me. Why would they interest anybody else? So, Liar Cake, I like the idea of lots of layers of lies, different levels of consciousness that we're lying on, and that's what makes up people, makes us interesting, actually.
And so, if folks want to hear more of the album, and of course your other releases, where can they find that online?
Sir Bandcamp. Sir, my big invention with Sir, everyone calls me Sir, is I added an R. So it's S-I-R-R Bandcamp, or Sir SoundCloud, or if you don't like the inconvenience and you want to go to iTunes and you put in Sir Liar Cake, it's there too.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play a song from that album now, Liar Cake, and the song is called Have It Like a Rabbit. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we kick it over the song?
Sure. It's a catchy little pop song with nonsensical lyrics, or at least I think they're nonsensical. I don't edit myself. I just write, and then I try to maybe shape it when I edit. And so I don't read too much into it, but every now and then I go, that might be something. So maybe the listener will tell me what it's about. Contact me, Sir Bandcamp. Love to hear from you.
Awesome. Here is Have It Like a Rabbit from Sir and the fourth album release under that moniker, Liar Cake. There's more of the charts on the way after this as well. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Got a habit like a rabbit and a choir of the wires from the bishop to the abbot. On the Sabbath they can spark. Dr. Parrot cannot bear it. He's a prickly porcupine. Got a stick and a carrot. Writes a script and runs some lines. Must have been a bad mistake. Seems so real, turned out fake. Fill the ocean with a potion. Put this all inside the cake. Hug it, hug it. Pass some lips around, I say drug it, bug it. It's a Nixon town. The conjecture of the lecture raised the rafters to the roof. The injection of confection coat the sugar on the truth. I don't care what your mom say. I don't care how you roll. I don't care what your mom say. I don't care for your role. Got a habit like a rabbit and a choir of the wires. From the bishop to the abbot, on the Sabbath they conspire. Dr. Parrot cannot. stick and a carrot, writes a script and runs in lines. Must have been a bad mistake, seems so real, turned out fake. Fill the ocean with a potion, put the saw inside the cake. Hug it, fog it, pass some lips around and say drug it, bug it. It's a Nixon town. The conjecture of the lecture breeze the rafters to the roof. The injection of confection, poke the sugar on the truth. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care how you roll. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care for your role. Hug it, hug it. Pass some lips around, I say drug it, bug it. It's a Nixon town.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
And there are so many souls who don't even know me, and I don't know them either, but I'm starting to slowly. There's so many Ashleys who just walk right past me, and I walk past them too, 'cause that's what you do. And I'm at the gallery, and all the paintings look the same, and I don't like the picture, but I do like the frame. All the paintings look the same. I don't like the picture, but I do like the frame. And there are so many Jacksons, it's like a small fraction of the people you meet when you're in the
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
That was Keep On Dancing by We Are The City. Their newest album is called Above Club, and it was at number 14, up two spots. Sheer Agony back into the show again at number 15, dropping to 35 the week before that. It was their album Masterpiece. And we heard So Many Zoes, and a great feature this week from their newest album, Liar Cake. It was Mark O'Connor's newest project, Sir, and Habit Like a Rabbit, which debuts this week actually at number 50.
The first solo release is out for Rooms, a project of Bichelle Caron, and cracked the charts at number 25 last week at number 18. Bichelle is on the line to chat about the album. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thank you.
According to your record, this is your first solo release. What was the recording process like in kind of the creation process for this compared to some of the other stuff that you would have worked on?
Well, this is kind of songs that span over a decade of writing, and it's mostly things that I wrote on the side of other projects. So I had many attempts at doing this kind of thing, but it does take a lot of support, and luckily I have a really supportive friend base, and a lot of people helped me and collaborated with me on this. So we just had a friend record it at a studio, and we did it over a long period of time, and I actually recorded enough for two albums, so this is just sort of the first one, and the next one's probably going to come out within the next 6 months.
And I noticed as well that you had worked under a project called I Make Earthquakes, formerly known as I Make Earthquakes, now Rooms. Was there a reason for the change in the name?
Yeah, so I Make Earthquakes was sort of just, I would kind of perform some of my songs on the side, kind of more on my own or sort of quieter. And Rooms kind of started because my sisters and I started playing the songs more rock or more drums and kind of faster. So when we decided to make an album, I decided that I would just go this route instead of kind of move away from really quiet, like home recordings to, you know, louder. And
is there a story to the name? It takes a lot to show up. I kind of feel like when you were talking about working with friends, I had this feeling of like, oh, you know, that seems like a fitting title. You're working with friends. It does take a lot for people to show up and help out. Is there kind of a theme that goes along with the title?
Yeah, I think just in general, you know, we're all struggling and doing things and trying to be there for each other and supporting each other. And sometimes you really do have to step back and think about what that means to you. And I mean, the title came from a situation where my roommate actually missed a really important appointment, and she's sitting at the kitchen table, and she said, "Ugh, I missed this appointment," and I said, "Oh God, that's so terrible." And then she said, "It just takes a lot to show up." And then we both kind of looked at each other. It really takes a lot to show up sometimes. So that's where that comes from.
Very neat. So now that you've released the record and it's out there and it's playing well for campus and community radio for sure, what's next for you? Are there tours? Are there shows that you're going to be doing? Are you working on new material? What's that look like for the rest of 2016?
Yeah, so like I said before, it takes a lot to show up as one half of the project. So most of the other songs are recorded for the next album, and it'll probably be released in the next 6 months. And in terms of touring, I'm not really exactly sure what we're going to do. We'll probably do something, at least something small probably, but I don't know. I'm excited to be able to release the songs, and I think this year is going to be really great.
Awesome. Well, we love the album and hope to hear more. Of course, we will get more from you when the next album comes out, but we look forward to it, and great album. Congratulations on the success, and we look forward to chatting again.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Here is Rooms right now on the Earshot 20. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The work, we tore up your yard for good.
Shot 20. Number 13.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Don't follow patronymic. Splooge, look at that spillage. Scoop it up for the clinic. Try to keep it up in your lineage. Making me live it. Got no limits. Cynic, cynic, cynic. Wait, wait, wait a minute. Who are you looking at when you grew fat? You just blew that. Can't redo that. That diminish. The pillage, a privilege to visit my village. Are you finished? Saw shrinkage. You see snot coins in my mintage.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Zone, different wardrobe, testosterone. Blend a Tinder, find a grinder, romance the phone. Better go home, better get stoned. Set up in the mirror for peak of the clone. You're a personal loan, with a personal loan. Tasha Leon, gonna break your hip bone. Just a lot of scrimmage, not real but image. A vintage gimmick that you just can't mimic.
Look to the right, look to the right. Get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up.
Number 12.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20.
That was Soup Cans with Young and Easy at number 11, up from number 15. Their newest album, On Telephone Explosion, is called Soft Party. Before that, Beliefs Leaper at number 12, down from number 9, and a track from that one called 1992. And we heard Close Up by Peaches from Rub at number 13, down from number 10.
There you have it. It is the first hour complete of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can find the charts there, and you can find our program online a few ways. Earshot is available on radioforall.net, also podcast through iTunes, and you can check us out on many campus and community radio stations, which we syndicate with, and you can hear us over 30 opportunities to check out the show, including our home station in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, where we broadcast first every week, Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Stick around, because we have more on the way in the next hour of the program. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20 returns after this.